Hi, welcome to World Music Matters. This week we're listening to some modern East African electronic music that definitely deserves a place on the region's growing club scene. This is from the EP Mugogo, the work of Kenyan rapper Baraka Shuja, who goes by the name of Zilla Bass, and Swiss electronic bass producer and beatmaker Pablo Fernandez, known as FlexFab. Fab is one of Switzerland's most innovative beatmakers. He's worked with the likes of Kenya's Mutoni drummer Queen, South Africa's Batuk, and rapper Rosma from Egypt. Last summer, he was invited to take part in a series of electronic music workshops in East Africa, and during a gig in the coastal town of Kisili, north of Mombasa, 25-year-old Zilla Bass grabbed the mic and started doing his thing. Six months later, FlexFab managed to return to Kisili and they've recorded a whole load of music together, a documentary and three videos. I caught up with FlexFab on the line in Neuchâtel in Switzerland and Zilla Bass in his hometown to find out a bit more about this Kenyan-Swiss cocktail.
I was always interested by trying to mix my music universe with another cultures and another artist universe, and that's exactly in music what I want to experiment and to be out a bit of my comfort zone, you know. And this collaboration, especially this one, it's my first time I was in the city of the artist, so of Zilla Bass in Kilifi in the coast of Kenya, and it was a beautiful experience. I was playing, it was coming, and like, man, can I grab the mic? Yeah, I say yes, and it's happened. So it was just spontaneous, it was like that, first, perfect, and that's it.
FlexFab had a gig, and because I'm an artist, and like FlexFab doing the mixing and all that, I was so excited and I had to like jump in, and then I thought myself, yeah, this is so extraordinary because the beats were so good. I felt the beat so much, so I had to go for it.
Your style of rap, it's something you've developed, you call it Swang Flow.
Swang Flow, that's the type of music, the type of rap that I deliver, because basically it normally consists of three languages, which is Swahili, Giriama, and English. Giriama, that's my local language here, my mother language, spoken in coast here, basically. Yeah.
So Zilla, is this the first time that you've worked with a European DJ, music producer?
Yeah, this is actually my first time, and I'm so excited because the outcome is so noble. Yeah.
So together you've launched the Mugogo project. What is this exactly, FlexFab?
So yeah, we met in this party last year, and after this party, I was back from this tour in Europe, and I was like, this freestyle session with Zilla Bass was magic. You know, it was this kind of moment, you are like, it's happened few times in your life, and you are like, okay, I had these feelings, okay, it was so late in the night, but I was like, okay, the feeling was so good, I have to trust this feeling. And, you know, we had no records from this session, so everything was on my memory like a dream. So I can't just recheck if it was really good or if it was just the moment. But I was like, okay, let's try, let's see.
Uh-huh.
found the way to go back in Kilifi, then I just say to Zilebes, hey man, if I come in January, you will be up to try to do some music with me. Just say, yes, okay, let's do this. I was like, okay, so let's go. And I bring all my studio stuff. We rent a house in Kilifi and we set up the studio there. We start to do some 3-4 tracks. And finally, after 2 weeks of work, we have 14 album projects, 3 video clip, a documentary. So the chemistry was just magical.
Tell us, Zilebes, what does Mugogo mean?
Okay, so Mugogo means the great, like the king, someone who's capable of controlling everything. I mean, someone who's magical, someone who's noble with the dignity, you know. That's the meaning of the word, and it's derived from, there was a leader here in Mijikenda, he used to be called Karisa Maita. He was one of the great leader here.
That title track, Mugogo, is wonderful, and it features some East African percussion.
Yeah, you can hear Kayamba, the shaker, in a coast. We call it Kayamba. It's a traditional instrument here.
In general, in this project, I didn't sample music. All the song was original. Of course, there is some synthesizer, there is a lot of electronics things, but one big part of the job I did in the end of the project, it was to add some live percussion. Sawa sawa, okay, sawa sawa, all day sawa sawa, tunaifanya bila dawa. Sawa sawa, okay, sawa sawa, all day sawa sawa, tunaifanya bila dawa. Siki kwetu hapo tei, video zimepanda bei, siku zote saka bei, hakuna tamu ya kuslay, wapambe low wana lay, na kama kuwa pana say, kochi nene vani ray, mawaki wana back the way, I got the juice, so...
Zilebes, I know that this kind of music, electro bass, is very much for the dance floor. So what really matters is the beats that Flex Fab is bringing. But the words must be important too. So it would be nice to know what you're talking about. For example, on the song Sawa Sawa. Sawa Sawa, okay, Sawa Sawa, all day Sawa Sawa,
tunaifanya bila dawa. In Swahili, Sawa Sawa, in English we say okay. So, yeah, with the track Sawa Sawa, it's talking about like how people feel. They feel okay when they're on the right zone and they're having a peace of mind. They always feel okay.
So it's very positive.
Yeah, it's a very positive one.
What about Vituko?
Yeah. Zilebes on this one. I told you we're taking over. Taking K-City to the next level. Yo, Flex Fab. But who needs Vituko, man? Yeah. Listen, Vituko. Yeah.
Vituko, 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 Vituko. Vituko now, a lot of poetry in it. It talks about the society, it talks about how people live here, it talks about everyone in the society. Vituko, 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 Vituko. Quite political too.
In what way?
Like how the government system it is here in Kilifi and anywhere else in Kenya here. Talks about challenges that are in the hood, are in the ghetto here, how people live. It actually relates with people's lives here. Haswara kwanza ni hongo kuku Kenya. Riri ni shaka rirofunga takakenga. Dogo wasundu ariho gbirana kapienga. He talks about anyone facing the difficulties anywhere. Giving people hope. Talking about the difficulties and telling them that they shouldn't give up. And it's talking about how we should get some changes in our ghetto, like youth should get jobs, good education should be there for everyone to make a good future and all that.
Zilabast, in the town of Kilifi, is there much of an electronic music scene?
Actually, here in Kilifi, people really are into electronic music so much. We have several clubs here where they normally make some events, like they bring DJs and play. And also there are big festivals happening here, which are all about electronic music. So, yeah, people really like it so much here.
So there is a scene that you're going to be able to be part of with this EP.
Absolutely, yeah.
You're going to be able to spin the record, do you think, in some clubs?
Let's hope for the best. We still don't know yet with this pandemic thing, but hopefully we think things will open up and all will be well and as normal. And when it happens, we'll be back there again. And hopefully people are going to enjoy it because they're going to spread this. Agule gari ajenge kwakwe funa kusera badamu da funa zuta mana mashagare roga na nyufa zihenda kitso siku zizi unafutwa unanyutwa uriche family baki zuta.
For the moment, as you say, with the COVID-19 pandemic, there's no night clubbing, so it's quite a tricky time.
Yeah, to be honest, at the beginning, the idea, because we are 14 tracks, it's to do in two parts. So first part with 7 tracks, another one with 7 tracks. And because of this pandemic, we choose to spread like a first EP with 4 tracks to spread the roots, the basic of our project. And with this release on the 12th of June, we will release a documentary of 20 minutes with all the process around this album and with video clips in it. So we have still a lot of road tracks on the computer, so I'm really looking forward to finish this pandemic, to be a bit more free to spread all our project, our work, and to have the opportunity for Zilabest to come here in Europe and to do festival with me and, yeah, to spread the project live, because for me the bigger part of this project is to be live and enjoying with people.
And that was Zilabase and Flex Fab talking about Mugogo Part 1. Part 2 is due out in the autumn. We look forward to it. From me, Alison Heard, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.